Welcome to Let's Talk in English. We are here in the LTE TV studio. My name is Katie, and we've got another great English lesson for you today. Our new topic is food, and this lesson is called, I Need a Snack. I need a snack. Peter, when do you like to eat snacks?
I like to eat snacks after work. Oh, and before bed. I like eating snacks. Hi, everyone. My name's Peter, one of your teachers here on the show.
Now we can look at today's Read It. You can follow along with Peter now.
Alex eats potato chips and cookies for a snack. He doesn't like healthy snacks. He doesn't like carrots or celery. Taylor tells him about some yummy, healthy snacks.He can eat wheat crackers and peanut butter. Then he can put a banana slice on each cracker. Or he can eat popcorn.
Friends, I hope that you ate before this lesson because we are talking about food today.
Maybe you like eating a snack when you watch the show. It is a good idea to have a snack today because that is what we are talking about.
Do you eat snacks every day, or do you only eat meals like breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
I eat every meal, and I eat snacks every day. I'm hungry a lot. But Katie, I know that you get hungry often too. You always need a snack to eat.
I do get hungry a lot. I don't know why. Actually, I wish I had a snack right now.
All right, everyone, let's look at our keywords for today. Here's Christina to help.
今天的主题是 snack, 点心。在美国有一些人会在家里把红萝卜或是芹菜清理、切好然后带到办公室去当点心吃。红萝卜就是 carrot. Do you like carrots? Taylor 说健康的点心也可以很美味的。形容词美味的就是 yummy.There are some yummy healthy snacks. 你可以在全麦饼干上抹上花生酱，再放上一片香蕉，这些都是很健康的东西。花生酱是 peanut butter. You can put peanut butter on the crackers. 香蕉要切一片一片的。A slice 就是一片。一片香蕉可以说 a slice of banana. 也可以说 a banana slice.另外不加奶油的爆米花也很好吃又健康。爆米花就是 popcorn, 这个字可以拆开来看。pop 就是爆米花的时候发出的声响。而 corn 就是玉米。所以 popcorn 这个字很好记咯。
What are you eating, Alex?
I'm eating a snack.I get hungry in the afternoon.
I do too, but that's not a very good snack.
What's wrong with potato chips and cookies?
They aren't healthy.
Healthy snacks are boring. I don't like carrots or celery.
There are some really yummy healthy snacks.
Really? Tell me.
When we get hungry, but it's not time for a meal, we can eat snacks. A snack is a small meal. What can you eat for a snack?
Lots of things. When I go home, the first thing that I see is my snack.
Wow, Peter, you get really hungry after work. I feel hungry all day, so I eat snacks a lot too. Let's go to Christina to learn more about saying this word.
今天的主题是点心 snack。每次我想到这个字，就很想跟大家一起练习一下发音，因为真的有很多人会把 snack 念成 snake。这两个字的音是不是很像呢？不过 snack 是点心 ，snake 是蛇，所以说错的话实在是不太妙。点心 snack 的母音是蝴蝶音的 snack， 而蛇 snake 的母音则是长音的。 snake. 我们现在来练习一下。已经会分辨的人请跟着我念。如果你还不太会分辨两个字的发音的话，请你先用耳朵听，先听出它们的差异。Snack, snake, at, ate, back, bake, mad, made. 我们再来练习一次。Snack, snake, at, ate, back, bake, mad, made.
Alex does not like to eat healthy snacks. He thinks they're boring. He likes things like potato chips and cookies.
Those snacks do taste good, but they are not healthy. And that means that they are not good for you. They have a lot of salt and sugar in them.
But healthy snacks are boring. That's why Alex wants to eat things that are not healthy.
But there are lots of snacks that are yummy and are healthy. You just need to think... Peter, what are you doing?
What? Oh, I'm eating a snack. This is really yummy. Do you want some?
That does look... Wait, no, you can't do that. We're teaching right now. But I'm not angry at you for this.
You're not?Because I'm eating a snack?
No! Because you just said today's calendar phrase!
I'm eating a snack.
I'm eating a snack.
我正在吃点心。
Let's go shopping!
Not now. I'm eating a snack.
Let's play basketball!
Not now.I'm eating a snack.
Let's go to the movies.
Not now. I'm eating a snack.
Let's go out to eat.
Okay, let's go.
I'm eating a snack.
I'm eating a snack.
我正在吃点心。
I want something yummy to eat right now.
Peter, if you keep eating snacks, then you should just eat a whole meal. A snack is just something small to eat. Lots of small things is a whole meal.
You're right. Maybe I can get an idea from the next conversation. Let's go there now.
This is a nice kitchen, Taylor.
Thanks, Alex. I make a lot of healthy snacks here.
And you take them to work?
Yes. I don't buy snacks at the convenience store.
Are the snacks hard to make?
No, they're easy.
Can you show me one?
Sure. I need a banana, some peanut butter, and 6 wheat crackers.
Taylor is a great friend. Alex is going to learn how to make some healthy snacks with Taylor. Alex only likes eating unhealthy snacks like potato chips and cookies.
And that's because he thinks that healthy snacks are boring. But Taylor will change that. What do you think, friends? Do you think that healthy food is boring?
I can tell you,that it is not always easy to find healthy food. And snacks that are not healthy taste good, and they are easy to find.
That's true, but healthy snacks are not that hard to make. Alex and Taylor will make some. See, they were in the kitchen.
Not just any kitchen. This is a nice kitchen. Rebecca wants to talk more about this grammar point.Here she is.
Hey, everyone. Are you ready for today's exciting grammar point? This is a nice noun. For example, this is a nice apartment. Or This is a nice dog. So now it's up to you to go out and use it.
This is a nice sentence that you can use when you like a place. When you visit someone home, you can say, "This is a nice house," or "This is a nice living room."
That's right. You can use this phrase when talking about things. This is a nice car, or this is a nice phone.
So in the nice kitchen, Taylor and Alex are going to make a nice snack. Oh, they are going to use peanut butter to make the snack.
Peanut butter comes in a jar and is made from peanuts. You can put it on all kinds of things. Just use a knife and put it on your snack. Sometimes I get a big spoon and eat just a big spoon of peanut butter.
Really? That must be when you come home from work and you want to eat anything.
That's right. Peanut butter is a great snack. I think I'll go get some right now. Let's go on a break and take a snack too. We'll be back after this.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back, everyone. Did you have a nice break? Did you get a snack? Tell a friend what you ate for a snack.
Oh, I think I ate too much peanut butter during that break. I think I'm going to be sick.
Ugh, that's gross, Peter. You ate only peanut butter for a snack? Ugh, let's go to our friends and see the snacks that they are making in Conversation C.
What do you do with them?
I put the peanut butter on the crackers. Then I put a slice of banana on each cracker.
How does it taste?
Try it.
Not bad.
I can give you another snack idea. Popcorn. But don't put butter on it.
I can try that too.
This is great. Our friends at the station are making snacks. Oh, and they talk about making some popcorn.
That's right. You really like this snack, Katie. Have you had this snack before, friends? Maybe you ate it when you watched a movie at the mall. But Katie, you make special popcorn, right?
Yes, I love this snack. I make popcorn, and then I put chocolate candy in it. Oh, it's one of my favorite snacks.
That does not sound healthy, though. But I don't care. That sounds yummy. It's sweet and salty, and it has chocolate.
Yes, but if you have popcorn without the candy, and then you don't put butter on it, it will be more healthy. So what is the snack that they are making in Conversation C?
They are making something with banana slices on it. It sounds good, and it sounds healthy. Let's learn more about this word slice with Christina.
Taylor 教我们可以把花生酱和香蕉切片放在全麦饼干上当点心吃。讲到一片一片的香蕉，我们今天学到的名词 slice， 它可以当单位。A slice of banana, 一片香蕉。Two slices of bread, 两片面包。Three slices of ham, 三片火腿。除了当名词之外 ,slice 也可以当动词，表示切片这个动作。比如把番茄切片就是 slice the tomato。把牛肉切成一片一片的 这是 slice the beef, 所以 slice 也可以当动词用。
Thank you, Christina. So this is a word that can be something that you do to food. Before our friends eat the banana, they slice it.
Then each piece of the banana is called a slice. A slice of banana.
Abby puts the banana slices on the cracker with peanut butter. And then Alex eats it, and he says, not bad.
That can mean he likes it, or he kind of likes it. I think that Alex just wants potato chips.
That's true. We learned earlier that he really likes potato chips, but he can eat this snack more often too. Okay, everyone, now it's time for our keyword review. You can say them with us right now.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Carrot. Carrot. Carrots are my favorite vegetable.
Yummy. Yummy. These cookies are really yummy.
Peanut butter. Peanut butter. Todd eats peanut butter for lunch.
Slice. Slice. Please give me a slice of bread.
Popcorn. Popcorn. Jan eats popcorn for a snack.
Okay, those were all the keywords that we learned today, everyone. You can practice them when you are talking about food and snacks that you want to eat. Right now, we'll continue our review and look at today's conversations.
What are you eating, Alex?
I'm eating a snack. I get hungry in the afternoon.
I do too, but that's not a very good snack.
What's wrong with potato chips and cookies?
They aren't healthy.
Healthy snacks are boring. I don't like carrots or celery.
There are some really yummy healthy snacks.
Really? Tell me. This is a nice kitchen, Taylor.
Thanks, Alex. I make a lot of healthy snacks here.
And you take them to work?
Yes. I don't buy snacks at the convenience store.
Are the snacks hard to make?
No, they're easy.
Can you show me one?
Sure. I need a banana, some peanut butter, and 6 wheat crackers.
What do you do with them?
I put the peanut butter on the crackers. Then I put a slice of banana on each cracker.
How does it taste?
Try it.
Not bad.
I can give you another snack idea. Popcorn. But don't put butter on it.
I can try that too.
Ginger, what are you eating?
I'm eating chips and cookies.
But you should be eating healthy snacks.
But healthy snacks are boring.
What about carrots or celery?
Rabbits eat carrots and celery, but monkeys eat bananas.
Well, then eat some bananas. Bananas are healthy.
Bananas are healthy snacks?
Yes.
Well, they're my favorite snacks, too.
I know.
Pass the bananas, please.
Well, here's one.
Oh, hey, that's mine.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about healthy food. And here to answer our questions is our friend, Super Sentence Man.
You called?
Yes. Hello, Super Sentence Man. We need your help.
Do you need a super sentence?
Not today. But could you help us answer a question?
Sure, I'd love to.
Wonderful. I have a question here from Yvonne Lee of Taipei, Taiwan. Yvonne writes, I want to eat more healthy foods. What are some good foods that I can eat?
Super question, Yvonne. I have a super answer.
Great. What is it?
Eat super foods.
Super foods? What are those?
Super foods taste great and make your health great.
Sounds great. Where can we get superfoods?
Well, you can buy them at any supermarket or grocery store.
Really? What kinds of foods are superfoods?
Well, there are many kinds of superfoods. Blueberries, beans, nuts, spinach, salmon. These foods are all very good for your body.
Blueberries, beans, nuts, spinach, salmon? I love all of those things. They taste great.
They do. And there are many more superfoods. You can find information about them online.
Wonderful. Thanks for helping us today, Super Sentence Man. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Thanks for joining us today. We hope that you had fun learning new words to use when you talk about snacks.
And we learned how easy it is to make healthy snacks, like banana slices with peanut butter on a cracker.
I also told you about a snack that is not healthy, but it's my favorite, popcorn with chocolate candy.
I think that you are thinking about having that kind of popcorn after the show, right?
Right. And friends, I know that Peter already had a snack on the show, but I'm hungry too, and now I can have a snack.
You're right. I can have another snack too.
Another snack? Peter, you already ate one.
Maybe I can just get lunch then. All right, everyone, make sure to keep practicing and join us again here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye. Bye.